The St. Vincent and the Grenadines Medicinal Cannabis Authority continues to work towards building an industry and brand that will be recognized internationally and bring benefits to all Vincentians. Chief Operating Officer of the Medicinal Cannabis Authority, Terrell Mapp, says, coming on the heels of the recently concluded Cannabis Festival, the authority wants to assist more investors to get involved in the industry while working with local, regional, and international stakeholders to share best practices that will ensure the growth of the local industry.
Several things we wanted to do with cannabis. We wanted to show persons the achievements that St. Vincent has made since we started this thing. A lot of persons came in and they saw our development and they saw that, hey, this thing is not a sprint. This thing requires significant investment, significant collaboration across government agencies, and you have to work smart. And so what we wanted to do is to show other countries our product and that our production is of such a high quality that they will say, let's roll out a cannabis industry. But we could instead buy cannabis from St. Vincent and Grenadines because St. Vincent already has that framework. We don't need to reinvent the wheel. So the first thing we wanted to do is to show our the high-quality production that exists in St. Vincent.
MAP says the authority wants to increase the number of cannabis-infused products for local consumption as well as for export in line with medical regulations. He says this will increase the profits that can be derived from working with other countries in the region whose medicinal cannabis industries are yet to be developed.
St. Vincent and Grenadines has the most comprehensive suite of products in the Caribbean. You're not talking about raw cannabis just smoking. You're talking about vapes, tinctures, capsules, lotions. We have gummies now, and for cannabis, we release the chakras, medicinal cannabis infused chakras. So we have a range of products where you could just come and you just set up your consumption launch and your dispensary in your respective country and you buy cannabis from us, which is good for both of us because it will take you 3-4 years before, if you're just starting, to really get to the production that we are at. We saw it ourselves. And so you're wasting time. In the meantime, persons from your country need the medication, right? So we wanted to show that out.
MAP says they also want to further build national awareness about the medicinal cannabis industry. He says this will also expand the exportation of locally produced medicinal cannabis and products.
We wanted to break the stigma locally that exists for cannabis and to let Vincentians have a greater appreciation for cannabis as a treatment and not just something to get you high. After cannabis last year, we saw a huge demand for products and a huge demand for patient IDs. It skyrocketed, and we are hoping that this year again, it will skyrocket. We wanted to particularly show off the traditional cultivators and the tradition, and to show people that traditional cultivators are just cannabis farmers, that they produce other things, because these people have struggled for so long, for over 50 years. You think it can't just be education and showcase, but you have to celebrate the achievements. That's why the Grand River Consort and the Catamaran Cruise is so important.
Chief Operating Officer of the Medicinal Cannabis Authority, Terrell Mapp. I'm Ricardo Wilson with today's special report.